Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
On this episode, I want to share with you a very important truth I believe you should bear in mind if you do not want to commit too many blunders in life and have things you do not expect happen to you suddenly or allow life take you by surprise. That point I want to share with you, or the truth I want to share with you today, is this: you are on your own. Now, I understand that in Nigeria, when someone says you're on your own, it's a common thing to say that, I mean, this thing you are doing, it concerns you. It doesn't concern any other person apart from you, and you have to face your life the way it is. Now, what I want to share with you is the fact that you are on your own. In life, you are on your own. Somebody asks, how can you say I am on my own, when in the past you have said that we have God, people matter, we need people in our lives and all that? Yes, I did say all that, and I still believe it very strongly. But after all said and done, it's important you understand that you are completely on your own. You are fundamentally on your own. Now, in life, we may have people around us as friends, parents, siblings, and even well-wishers. Despite all of these people around us, it's important we do not ever forget the fact that one day they may not be available, they may not be there for us, and they may desert us. It's important we understand that some days, even though they want to be there for us, they want to help us, they want to be at our assistance, but they are incapacitated. They do not have the ability or capacity to be of help or assistance to us, and therefore we wake up to realize that, oh, we are on our own. That is to say, we have to make additions by ourselves, stand by ourselves, encourage ourselves to be able to make progress in life. And it's the reality of this truth that I want to bring across to you. It's not enough to know that you're on your own. I think knowing that you're on your own should spur you to begin to ask yourself, now that I'm on my own, what can I do? How do I ensure that I don't sink? How do I ensure that I don't get ruined or wounded or even injured by the fact that some days I will expect that people will be there for me only to realize that they are not available? How do I ensure that the fact that people are there for me does not turn to a disadvantage to me? That is the focus of my discussion today on Bridges Step Up. I believe very strongly that people matter in life. You cannot do without people. If you think you can do without people, you are proud. Your pride knows no bound. Therefore, in everything we have to do in life, in everything we are involved in, let's not forget the fact that we need people in our lives. We need them to help us achieve results. People are important and they matter because they suffice in our weaknesses. They connect us to the great places we want to get to, and they encourage us, they correct us, and we need their collaboration to get results. However, despite the fact that people matter, we should understand that we are responsible for our lives. We are responsible for whatever thing our lives become. What it means is that even though people matter in our lives, in that they will come to you with counsel, they will say, Brigid, I think you should start doing this, I think you should stop doing that. Even though they will come to you with all of those counsel, please understand that the consequences of your actions are completely yours. Every human being can give you advice, they can give you counsel, but the consequences, you have to bear it alone. Now, no doubt, they will come to you and say, oh, they advise you to marry this girl. You saw a lady you want to marry, a confirmed girl you want to marry, except that your name is Emeka and the girl's name is Zenab. They say, no, you cannot marry an outside girl. And they say, they talk, and give you all the reasons. And eventually, you decide that, okay, fine, let me marry a former, who, of course, who's from your own tribe. Except that when you married a former, because you are already under pressure to get married, and you didn't even check a whole lot of things you're supposed to check, only to realize that you have married a Satan in the person of a former. When you start reaping the consequences of your choice, in that you do not have a happy home, they will not be there to bear it with you. Now, one of the things that may happen is that if you meet your guy, AGK, and say, AGK, is it this my wife? I don't know what's happening. this woman, can you imagine? This other day he did this, and another day he carried my property to her mother's house. You know, you start complaining. He say, oh, sorry. Oh. Now, that's the best they can do for you in that situation. They can encourage you once again. They can console you and say, oh, sorry. Take it easy. Now, but they do not stay in the same house to bear the consequences of having a Satan as a wife. Do you understand what I'm saying? Your guys meet you and say, guy, you have to be sharp. I mean, in this Nigeria, you have to be sharp. So you start selling adulterated goods and products, except that when police barb you, they will not be there in the prison with you. They will bring you food, you eat, they go back and sleep in their house. They continue with their lives normally because nothing has happened. Do you know the point I'm trying to draw out for you here? Even though people can advise you, please understand that when the consequences of those counsels become reality, whether it's good or bad, you are going to bear the consequences alone. That is why I said, beware of well-intentioned counsel. That's one of the podcasts. You can find the podcast on the website, brojit.com. That's why I also told you, turn on your spiritual, your mind antivirus, so that when people begin to give you counsel, you can turn off the ones that are not good, so you stick with the ones that are right. Now, that's just that about counsel. Please, I'm also bringing out this point clear. There are times you also expect that people should be there for you. They should cater for you. They should help you and assist you. I mean, they have always been there for you, but at this point in time, they are incapacitated. They can't help you financially. They can't help you with anything. Therefore, you feel, oh, what do I do? Please understand that there are times it will get to in life that you are on your own. Now, what do you do with having known this truth that in life generally, there are times it gets to you have to be on your own. You have to mind your business. You have to advise yourself. You have to give yourself money. You have to do everything for yourself. Very importantly, you have to encourage yourself. What do you do when you know that these are realities of life? I will tell you, settle down on your own and develop capacity to sometimes try and self-motivate yourself. Begin to ask yourself, how do I ensure that when I need counsel, I can always tap counsels? And for me, this is what I do. When there's nobody to seek counsel from or no source, I turn over to God. I turn over to the materials I have around me to read. Most times you get inspiration from them, especially from the Bible. I try to listen to messages and stuff like that. Now, let me tell you something. I don't know how I developed this capacity. I just woke up one day to realize that there are times I expect people to be there. When they are not there, I try and to an extent, I try to do for myself what I expected them to do for me. Now, of course, I'm not trying to say that they are not important or that I can do it as good as they can. But at least to an extent, I ensure that since I am on my own, I have to encourage myself so that I don't sit down and be depressed until somebody begins to tell me, oh, stop crying now. I mean, take it easy. I mean, it has happened. Move on. No, I tell myself all of those things so that I can move on with my life. Do you understand what I'm saying? I remember once something very bad, something I didn't expect happened to me. For 30 minutes, I left where I was staying. I was walking on the road at night, and I was preaching to myself. I told myself, if somebody comes up to you and say, nah, Brojit, you're always talking and writing, advise me on this matter, what would you do? I preached about 20 minutes message to myself. After that, I went back normal. Do you understand what I'm saying? The point I've made today is this. We need people in our lives. People can always be there for us, but please, let's understand that you are on your own. And therefore, even when you are giving counsel and advice, be sure it's something you want to live for. It's something, the kind of counsel you can damn the consequences. Also realize that even though people can be there for you, so being supportive, plan your life. Do not anchor your life around them. Because one day, even though they may want to be there for you, they will just be incapacitated in being there for you. And at such point, you should be able to make progress in your life and not die because people are no longer there. I think I'll continue this discussion tomorrow when I begin to share with you that God suffices.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Brojit Step Up, brought to you by Brojit Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free content when you visit brojit.com. That is brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojit World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.